The scripture this morning, in the Old Testament, it's Micah 6, verses 1 through 8, on page 1447 in your pew Bibles. The Lord's case against Israel. Micah was a prophet, and I guess Israel was kind of doing what Israel did a lot of times, it seems, and we do a lot today. Listen to what the Lord says Micah. Stand up, plead your case before the mountains. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak and king of Moab counseled, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey to Shittim, to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. Now Micah says, With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000 rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. The reading from the New Testament is Matthew 5, 1 through 12, page 1501. The Beatitudes. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil things of you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's open with prayer. Father, we thank you today that we can come before you to study your word, to learn your will for us in our lives. We ask that you'd guide us, be with us, for we know that you've told us where two or more have joined together in my name, there I will be with you also. So we are confident that you are with us here today, and that you will guide us in all we do. We ask all things through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as I started my study for this week, I started right off with the Beatitudes. And I started making notes about each of them, things I'd want to say, stories I'd want to share with each of them. That list got awful long. So I decided to go with the short list. And we found that in the Old Testament book of Micah. Micah the prophet. And more I thought about it, and harder and longer I thought about the Beatitudes and how this short list that Micah gives us, really stands out. I read the Beatitudes one more time, and I want to share those Beatitudes with you one more time. But this time we're going to, not the Beatitudes, it's going to be the Rejoice and Be Glad-tudes. So rejoice and be glad-tude for when you're poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Rejoice and be glad if you mourn, for you'll be comforted. Rejoice and be glad if you are meek, for you will inherit the earth. Rejoice and be glad if you're hungry and you thirst for righteousness, for you will be filled. Rejoice and be glad if you are merciful, for you too will be shown mercy. How about rejoice and be glad if you're poor in heart, for you will see God. And rejoice and be glad for the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. And rejoice and be glad if you're persecuted for his name. Rejoice and be glad. The short list. Micah tells us in the short list, he said, rejoice and be glad. And how you do it here, he says, is to act justly, or to love mercy, or to walk humbly. And as I thought about this, I got always a myriad of stories run through my head. The more I thought about them, I got thinking, remember that story about a guy who went to the doctor, wasn't certain what was wrong with him. He goes to the doctor checks them all out, comes back, says, sir, unfortunately you have rabies, and we can't help you. But I do have something to really let you think about, and we need to go over. But at that moment, the doctor was called out on an emergency. He goes out of the room, and the man's sitting there, and he's waiting. Finally, he grabs a piece of paper and a pen, and he starts making a list. Pretty soon, the doctor comes back and checks on him. He says, sir, and he watches him, and he sees he's making out, making a list. He says, sir, are you making a list of are you writing out your will? The guy looks back and says, no, I'm making a list of the people I want to bite. You know how much we all like to make lists. Who's making lists? Do-do lists and keeps them. I think we all do. You know, whether it's on scraps of paper, Linda makes them on scraps. She has a hard time keeping track of the scraps, she told me this morning. Bonnie always keeps hers on a calendar of the house. It looks like a mishmash because it's stretched out, something new's written on top, but I can never make heads or tails out of it. So I ended up keeping it on my phone. And a lot of us do that. We'll keep it on our phones or digital devices or whatever if it is. But we seem to like to keep lists all the time. And as I was thinking about that, I got looking up, well, I'm going to look up this on the internet a little bit. So I go in on the Amazon.com, and I looked up books. Because I remember that back in the probably late 70s, was the Book of Lists was a popular book that came out. So I'm looking at it, and I'm looking like there's 2,229,000 titles of books with the word list in it. Well, holy crow, we do like to keep lists. So I looked at some of them. So I wrote some of them down. So here you go. here's some of the list books that were there. 17 questions you'll be asked when you are applying to become an FBI agent. Or 9 visitors who died in Disneyland. And then there's one with 16 movies banned in the U.S. Or maybe there's 11 men who have cried in public. These are all books on this stuff. I mean, we got one that 6 ways cats talk with their tail. Who would read this stuff? I don't know. 19 innocent Americans who were almost executed, or 9 people misquoted by Ronald Reagan. That'd be an interesting book. You know, 12 museums with limited appeal. But anyway, we all have this fascination with lists, and in our undoing list, So, I mean, even God has his own list. He says 7 days of creation, 10 commandments, and the 12 apostles. And, you know, you get the idea. But I thought about these lists, and I thought about, what's this short list that Micah gave us? What did he tell us? He said, what? Micah, verse 8, he said, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. That's what God requires of us. Pretty short list, isn't it? It's only 3 things. So I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking about all these lists, and then I'm got to thinking about, so who's this guy Micah anyway? That he's asking God these questions, and it almost feels like they're on trial. So I got looking up. And so Micah wrote to the people, to Judah, to warn them that God's judgment was approaching because they rejected God and his laws. So Micah also encouraged the godly few, assuring them that judgment would not be permanently destroyed, that Israel wouldn't be permanently destroyed, and the nation would eventually be restored. But he tells them, this is what you've got to do. And he gives them our list of 3 things. Act justly, love mercy, and walk with God. Well, how do we do all of those things? I looked at this and I'm really thinking, okay, so now we have this list, this short list of 3 things, and all of them start with what do we call it? They all start with a verb, but it's did better in my English class. You know, I failed English 3 times in my high school. Twice. Actually, my senior year, I took a sophomore, junior, and senior English all the same year, my senior year. That's how good I was at English. You know. The real sad fact was, how many of you ever had Mrs. Norris when you were in high school? I had her 3 times a day. She was my personal tutor for English. Actually, I had her 4 times. I had her for study hall, too. I only took 6 classes. It was pretty sad. And you listen to me. There's got to be something wrong with you people. But Micah, he wrote to the people this short list. To act, to love, and to walk. You know, one of the mistakes we make in life is we think life has to be fair. That's not true. We think that justice needs to be fair. Does that happen? It doesn't happen, does it? So to act justly, what's that really all about? It's all about doing what's right in the eyes of God, isn't it? That's to act justly. That's what he calls us to do. So as I thought about this, I'm thinking, okay, what example am I going to use? So I think it was a couple of weeks ago. I went to the drive-up window down here downtown, and I handed him a check that I wanted to cash and needed some cash back for it. And so I drive up, and they got that little tube there, so I put it in the tube container and hit the button. Off it goes. Pretty soon, the teller's face comes up on the window, says, what do you need today? I said, well, I'd like to cash this check. And say, how do you want your bills? I says, whatever, large bills will work. And so I'm sitting there waiting and not starting to think about what I'm going to do next. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. I had to make a trip over to the hardware store. And I needed some cash in order to make my purchases. So pretty soon, the tube comes back. It's got one of the bank envelopes. I open it up. I grab the envelope. I throw it on the dash of the truck. Close it, put it back in there. And I head for the hardware store. Never bothered to count the money that was inside until I got to the hardware store. So I get to the hardware store, pull the cash out, and I get looking through it. It's like, I think he gave me too much money. So I make my purchases,
And sure enough, he gave me $20 too much. I thought, okay, now this is not to blow my own horn, because I had thoughts of, oh well, they're lost, my gain. I was going to drive home, but no, I can't do that. Back to the bank I go, I pull up, go inside, and attempt to hand him back the 20 bucks. Well, I go to the counter and the girl says, you want to do what? I said, I think you gave me $20 too much. Let me get to tell her who waited on you. So he came over. And I try to hand it to him. He says, now why would you do that? I says, well, I didn't want you to get in trouble. It was the right thing to do. He said, are you sure? I says, well, you know, I'm kind of in the honesty business. He said, I'm the preacher at the local church. And he looks at me and he says, I don't think I've ever had this happen before. Thinking, well, must be the first time you ever gave anybody the over amount of money. But I was tempted. I've made my mistakes, and there's been times I've been tempted to drive off, and how many people haven't. But if we are to act justly, isn't that what God wants us to do? Isn't that how he wants us to be an example? Then he tells us to love mercy. So I read a quote one where George MacDonald, he wrote in Discovering the Character of the God, he said, I believe that justice and mercy are simply one and the same thing. For without justice to the full, there could be no mercy. And without mercy to the full, there could be no justice. And as I thought about that, I'm thinking, I know a story that I heard one day, a pastor tell one time. He talked about a guy that went to court because they charged him and sent him to court because he'd stolen a loaf of bread. So anyway, he's in front of the judge, and the judge looks at him, and he says, how do you plead? The man says, guilty. I'm guilty. The judge looks at him, and he wanted a little more information. He says, so where do you work, sir? He said, well, I'm currently looking for work. I haven't had any work in a while. And he said, so why did you take the bread? He said, well, my family was hungry. The judge looks back at him. He says, you know, he says, it's my job here. Make sure justice is done. He said, so I'm going to fine you $10. But, he says, I'm going to pay your fine for you. Man looks at him, kind of scratching his head, and he says, okay. He says, so, he takes $10 out of his hand, and he hands it to the guy. He says, so, there, you have your $10 so you can pay your fine. And then he says, but, that's not all. He says, so, as judge, I can remit that sentence. At this point, I'm going to remit that fine for time served. Man looks at him and he starts handing back the 10 bucks. And my dad says, no, you get to keep that. That's yours. And he said, but what I am going to do, I'm going to pass judgment on this court. And on everybody that's here, I'm going to charge each of you 50 cents. And you're all going to have to pay that fine before you leave. So everybody paid that fine. He passed hat around it, handed the money to the man. That's mercy with justice. That's what it is to love mercy, to act justly, to love mercy. I always loved that story. It's something that we don't seem to do anymore in these days, do we? We don't act justly. And at the same time, love mercy. Isn't that what we're called to do as Christians? Isn't that the attitude we ought to have, one of those beatitudes, so we can rejoice and be glad every time we act justly? And time we love mercy and take action upon it. So how do we do that? How do we do that? We walk humbly. And the only way I know to walk humbly is to realize who's in control of everything. Who's in control of our lives. So a long time ago, I wrote a song called Who's in Control? And I don't know if I've ever played it here for you or not. But it was, when I originally wrote this, it was about, it was going to be about the disciples when they're in a boat. And they're in the wind, and they're out in the Sea of Galilee. The waves are crashing around. They're about to drown. And Jesus is in the back sleeping. And they wake him up, and they cried to him. And Jesus wasn't real kind, but yet he acted justly because he loved mercy. And he knew that the only reason they were afraid is because they weren't walking humbly before God. So listen to the words of this song I wrote years ago. It's called Who's in Control? Velvet grass, autumn-colored leaves, moonlit nights, and babies on our knees. Who gave us these? Who's in control of the stars in a moonlit night? Who's in control of the earth and the sun's so bright? Our Father above, He made it all so right for you and me. Then He set us free. Fast asleep, our waves crashed round. Worried men, afraid that they would drown. He woke them and he frowned. Reminding them, who's in control of the stars and the moonlit nights? Of who's in control of the earth and the sun so bright? Our Father above, He made it all so right for you and me, and He'll set us free. Walk with Him, He'll fill your heart with peace. Talk with Him, come and rest your weary feet. He'll give relief. He's in control of your heart and the life you lead. If He's in control of your soul and your every need, just take His hand, He gives eternal life. He'll guide you like. Oh, He'll guide your life if He's in control. This God's in control of the stars and the moon at night. Yes, He's in control of the earth and the sun's so bright. Our Father above, He made it all so right for you and me. Then He set us free at Calvary. at Calvary. We all need to remember the grace that God has provided for us through Jesus on the cross. What he has given to us. He's given us an example of how to act justly and how to love mercy. If only we remember to walk humbly. Rejoice. Be glad. Short list. Amen. Hey, let's pray. Father, thank you that you have provided so much for us. Thank you for how you just give us love and mercy today. Help us to walk humbly with you. Guide us in all that we do. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.